100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. Or at least those of you all that are still here or whatever. It's the 100 word stories weekly challenge. I'm Lauren Simon, your unreliable host, unreliable narrator. And we've got a weekly challenge with a pick two. Role model, beep curious, no annual contract, conference, and ballet. My voice, I really should drink water, but it's in the cup holder. The microphone is right in my face. The computer is off to the side. You know, it just so janky. I've got a fan hanging off of it. Got a cup holder. Got this microphone boom. I've recently flashed the BIOS on the system to see if it helps with the keyboard and mouse issues, but I don't know anymore. Probably need to buy a new one, but I'm not really excited about it. I really should wait to the NVIDIA 5000 series or the next AMD series. I really don't want to go with Intel. Their 13th and 14th gen, the heating and the overclocking issues, they just, Intel lied. And Intel and Boeing, it seems, are the next big American companies, or claim to be American companies, when they really offshore all the fabrication shit. Or do they? I don't know, but they just, what's the next big company to bullshit everyone and then suck, you know? I think Walgreens Boots Alliance, CVS is bullshitting. Everyone is bullshitting, although I love the local CVS. And the Walgreens people, after like months, oh, we can't actually give you the 90 day because no contract with insurance. And it's like, okay, fine. I don't care about the numbers. I just want the supply so I don't have to keep coming back so often. Although it's just a walk away, you know? I've timed it. It's like 11 minutes. Get off your ass, stupid. You know? Anyway, I'm rambling. I've told you the topic. Let's go ahead and listen to the few stories that have come in. As for the others, if you're on the fence and you're wondering, do I want to get into this cesspool of self-loathing, go ahead and send it on in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. It's the only incentive I really have to actually posting the weekly stuff, the daily stuff on time. Weekly, daily, whatever. Time has no meaning out here along Route 20, you know?
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Commissar's Choice. It was the heady days after the revolution. All traditional performing arts were deemed counter-revolutionary. No more Swan Lake, no more Nutcracker. Into the void strove Yuri Petrova. His first offering was the blindingly avant-garde work Beep Ballet. It opened in Moscow to less than glowing approval from the Commissar of Arts. All the same, he deemed it a superior work for the working people of the motherland. The company, along with Petrova, was sent to Siberia the next week. No account remains of the ballet. Petrova was rumored to have made his way to Warsaw before the war. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my pick two story, for which I've chosen Curious and No Annual Contract. It's called Buy Now. I can tell you're curious, and believe me, this is the deal of a lifetime. Easy monthly installments, free maintenance and upgrades, guaranteed performance, and, best of all, no annual contract. If you're not entirely satisfied after the first 12 months, just give us a call and return it in the original packaging, and that's it. No obligation, no questions. So, what are you waiting for? Just sign on the dotted line, pay a deposit, and we'll deliver in 7 working days. And once we have your first payment, we'll tell you what you've actually bought. Terms and conditions apply. Don't they always? That's it until next time. Till then, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I first came across him at a motivational conference. Slick, persuasive, charismatic, and a natural people person. His inspirational message pretty much changed my life, and from that moment, I decided he would be my role model. Some years later, when the news broke about how he scammed his followers, his shady gangland activities, the prostitutes, drugs, violence, and rumors of torture and murder, he lost all credibility. But not for me. In fact, he grew in my estimation, and I saw no reason why he shouldn't continue to be my role model. Some might say, that's a bad thing.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 957, I think, which looks like a pick two challenge, so hopefully this is the right one for this week. Anyway, here we go. Bilbert walked into the bedroom and sat next to Sabrina. They make fun of you at school? She rolled her eyes. I've never admitted to being a witch. But with Bomilda being my only real role model, I act as much like a witch as anyone. They ask me embarrassing questions.
Maybe they're just curious, Bilbert suggested.
Do you do ballet under the full moon, naked? She said. That's not curiosity. That's degrading.
Do you? Bilbert asked. Then he saw her angry glare. Sorry, you made me curious.
Sabrina pushed him off the bed and lay down. I'm going to sleep.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Before video conferences, we held phone conferences. The meetings started with a lot of beeps and people introducing themselves as they joined. When everyone was on the conference, we'd start the discussion. At the end of the conference, we'd all hang up, and the director would send out an email with a summary of the discussion and any action items. Someone had the bright idea to suggest that we not do the conferences and just discuss over email or a private forum thread. But that's when video conferences got cheap, and we switched over, all keeping our cameras turned off.
And that's it for the weekly challenge for this week. On the pick two topics, might as well read them since it was so short. Role model, beep curious, no annual contract, conference, and ballet. I've actually got the weekly challenge schedule up here on the monitor for once in my life. That's prepared, even though last week I screwed up the italic line with the topics I put in, Rose again. You know, I copy-pasted from the previous week, and I'm supposed to copy-paste over, and I screw something up every week. I'm tired of it. I promise to keep going until, I don't know, I was going to say get the podcast to 20 years, then I thought maybe weekly challenge 1,000. I don't know. Anyway, the next topic is September 1st, unsafe. So that's going to be a month with a Friday the 13th in it. Wonderful. And then during September is when I'll start shopping for Halloween decorations. It'll be the first Halloween in the house. Maybe make the front yard, get one of those, get the giant inflatable cat again. You know, when I pranked Felipe years ago. Might as well get another one of those. And if I call up Boo and break down and get wasted on Vicodin and break down crying in the front yard, yeah, I don't know. I'll see the therapist on Tuesday, I think. This is the most I've talked, like, all week. I don't know. It just, I don't talk much otherwise. Well, that's it for the weekly challenge. I'll see you. Who am I kidding? I'm not going to post the daily stories tomorrow. What a joke.